to say, this is a good question, I think, because Gunnar hit on precisely the driver for the dynamic of the future. And we have, in some sense, several paths to take that are all going to be driven by this dynamic of population growth and hopefully income growth to match it. So I think it makes the problem, it makes the issue of which road we're going to take much more dramatic and more imperative to sort of make that decision up front, I think. And I think Dr. Pauly's response epitomizes the difference between our disciplines. And on the one hand, there is the top-down idea of the need to control bad behavior. The other vision that we present is getting the signals right so that the individuals at the bottom actually make decisions that involve stewardship. And you know, there are two visions here about what we're going to see in the world market. If we use restraining methods, we're going to be doing things that in fact reduce the value of what's being produced. If we use top-down incentives, everyone who has the rights to those resources is going to be looking for ways to increase their value. And that, you know, that means several things. That means that we're going to be producing a suite of fisheries products that in fact go to high-income countries, out of low-income countries. But you have to ask the question, what's better? To have a regulated system with low-value products, trading dried fish out of underdeveloped countries, or having them trade really nice products that go to Japan and get high prices in the Japanese market and bring back income to those developed countries? Which one of those do you want? I know what I think.
Proceed.